This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome, America. That's right. We want to welcome all of you for tuning in on our new segment that we're doing inside of Home Talk USA called Invent America, where we try to realistically talk about the process of bringing your technology to the market from start to finish, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, I'd like to welcome her now, the inventor lady herself, Rita.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Wow. Well, a lot going on as we start to prepare in a couple months for the International Building Show / the Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where we're going to be attending. And that's a lot of planning going on there. And as we get close to the show, we're going to have some information on our websites. But give us an update. What's happening?
Well, the cool thing for us is that we've got a whole new structure being built for the National Hardware Show. We'll have about 30 inventors in our space. We'll be doing some live broadcasting from our space. And so, you know, it's exciting to have that, you know, new larger area that is dedicated to our inventors who want to be able to license their intellectual property and get their products out there. So, you know, a lot going on with the show this year because it's going to be such a large show. And so it's the Kitchen and Bath, the International Builders Show, and the National Hardware Show, and they are using this year for the first time the entire complex in Las Vegas, which is just huge.
Yeah, three shows. So I'm for it because it's going to save me a lot of money. Because I used to have to attend all three, not catch all in one shot. But it's not only a great opportunity to display your current inventors, but you also, well, I guess you also use it as a recruitment tool, don't you?
Well, we do, and you know, part of it is that for so many inventors, they get forced into startup mode that is just so expensive. And for our inventors, they want to be able to license their intellectual property. So that means basically they're renting their patent to someone else to make it, sell it, and send them a check. And it keeps the inventors from having to do all the heavy lifting themselves, which is a wonderful opportunity that the inventors have so that they don't have to spend that $500,000 and be experts in building a business, in marketing a business, and in manufacturing. Yeah. Because most aren't. You know, they're everyday people. I mean, that's one of the big things about Invent America is that, you know, everyone, everywhere, at any age can be an inventor.
Well, let's talk about
facilitating that.
Well, let's talk about the three guests that you have lined up today.
Lexa Gandolfo is our first one. She is the inventor of the cargo caddy. And then we have got Leo Mazur from Southern Florida. He's the president of one of the groups in South Florida, also an inventor. He's got a whole bunch of products that are out there. And then our last one is Carmine Danesco, and he's the president of the United Inventors Association. So today we're going to be talking about how those independent groups help give inventors support. A lot of times the greatest resource is the one that's next to you on the screen or sitting in a room that you can say, well, how did you do this? And they say, well, you know, I made a ton of mistakes and wasted a lot of money, but this is where I finally ended up. And so the most valuable resource is a lot of times the person sitting next to you. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Well, these great companies and organizations, they kind of already laid out the blueprint for possible success. It doesn't guarantee you success, but they kind of lay out a blueprint where basically it really helps you monetarily wise that you won't make the mistakes as past inventors. Am I correct?
Exactly. There are, you know, a lot of times they'll give you the good resources, or at least to point you in the right direction on where to go to get some help. And like for me, when somebody attends the Inventor Roundtable meetings, we do Inventor Roundtable East and Inventor Roundtable West. They're virtual. So anybody, I mean, our last meeting, we had somebody from Florida, and then we had somebody from Washington State. So we literally crossed the country with our membership on these. But we can say, you know, do it this way, or here's a resource, or this is where you can go to get that first prototype done. So that they're able then to see kind of the steps that go, that people go through to conserve their dollars. I mean, I get so many inventors that just throw a ton of cash right away at it, and they need to conserve that, and that's what we help them do.
Well, we only got about a minute left before we're going to get our first guest on, but I always like to drop a little plug. If you're an inventor listening to this show now, I know you've been getting some calls during the week. There is a process that you have in place, right? You care to go over that right quick?
Well, first thing you do is get a hold of me so we can find a non-disclosure, non-compete. And then we go through the steps of, you know, the independent search. Can you do something, or are you infringing on someone else? Those are the first two really big steps. After that, you get plugged into the Inventor's Galaxy Guide, being able to attend the meetings with us, get your questions answered. There's always a book to read. There's always, you know, a speaker to listen to. Here's where we actually allow you to do the talking.
But I want to, in the future, though, I want to drop an educational dime, because I've been getting a lot of texts and emails. Try not to discourage someone that maybe when they do that research, maybe they find that technology that's already there. But I want to do a show on don't discourage, because there is a patent process on an existing product if you do differently what the product is, or you have a better way or something to figure out, because you can add to a patent to make it better. Am I correct? Than having
you,
something. It's not a debt issue. It's not a debt issue.
You are exactly right. We are going to talk about that. I'm going to put that on my list, because you are exactly right. It's the nuances and the newness of something. And I see it happen all the time. Somebody says, oh, I can't do that. You know, a flashlight, the light coming out of the end of the stick. But there's new ways to do things.
I remember 20 years ago when I was talking about the ergonomic shovel. You know, now the shovel hasn't been, the patent hasn't been touched in over 100 years. Then all of a sudden, you see all these different ergonomic shovels pop up because the shovel was a little different than the current shovel, and they started getting patents. But we're going to talk about that in the future, but because I don't want to discourage inventors out there that maybe say, oh, they already have an invention here, I did my research, and I'm going to give up. No, don't give up, because we could maybe come up with a plan to make that product, existing product, better. But we're going to talk about that. But hey, we've got to take a short break. Give us our guest again, Rita. Who are we going to have coming up?
Lexa Gandolfo.
All right, on behalf of the Inventor Lady and myself, the Cajun Contractor, we're going to take a short break. We're going to pay some bills. Please visit the website, hometalkusa.com or inventorlady.com. But you can access both from both of our websites. This is Home Talk, right here, the very best of home improvement information and education. Me and Rita will be right back. Yahee!
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! That's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Along with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. We really enjoy you tuning in to us in the Invent America segment of our show. Rita, we have a special guest. Don't we have the president of the United Inventors Association on the line right now?
We do. Carmine Dinesco is our next guest. He is an entrepreneur, inventor, patent, and trademark holder. He's invented retail products over the last several decades. With everything he's done, you'd think he was 150 years old. Carmine, thank you for joining us today. And Carmine is the current president of the United Inventors Association. We are talking today about how valuable those independent inventor organizations are to the new inventor. So, Carmine, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you have done as an inventor, and then tell us a little bit about the UIA and what it does to help people.
Awesome. Love you guys. Love the show. This is really great. I've been super excited to come on today. And, I've been inventing. I'm one of those crazy inventors out there, always thinking of ways to make things better, faster, stronger. I don't make much money doing it. I help other people make their products. I'm like one of those mechanics whose car doesn't run right, but everybody else's does. I love the industry. And, I'm the president of the United Inventors Association, which allows me to help more and more people with their inventions and ideas.
So, Carmine, what should an inventor look for? Because there's a lot of groups out there. What should an inventor look for when they're trying to pick a group?
Oh, man, there's so much. Basically, you want to see consistency in the group itself. Because if you're an inventor, you want to know if you jump into a group, they are going to be meeting. They're going to give you knowledgeable experience, education. Their speakers are going to be knowledgeable and hopefully successful with their ideas. And, you know, you want to build trust. A lot of times inventors are fearful. So they really, you want to see a group that you can talk to that you know you can trust and see how they are going to help you protect your idea when you're talking about it.
Well, with that said, then, how long has the United Inventors Association been around? It's been a few years.
Yeah, you know, the UIA has been around since the early 1990s. I think actually 1990 it was ratified, and it was born out of the United States Patent and Trademark Office as a way for the USPTO to connect directly to inventors without them thinking, oh, my God, I'm talking to, a government institution, and, again, to build that trust. And it's been around for years since.
Let me ask you this right quick, Carmine. It's all about information and education, and I've been talking about I call it a blueprint for success, following a blueprint that's already been there by other inventors where they've already made the mistakes, and to have an information group that can take that information and get everybody in one room, man, I tell you, I call it a blueprint for success, you know, and that's, I guess, that's what your organization does, right?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, Michael. We have everyone that an inventor could use, an innovator could utilize, whether an inventor, depending on what part of the sequence they're in, the new inventor just came up with the idea, all the way through. And yeah, all inventors, we make mistakes, we make missteps, we back up. It's one of those things where you just have to have the right people at the right sequence at the right time. And the UIA is able to drop those people into wherever you are at the present moment. So it really helps accelerate their progress.
Well, we appreciate, you know, the work that you do out there for inventors. And I know that, you know, as we've gone through the last couple of years, you kind of reorganized a little bit and gotten some, you know, ambassadors out there. I'm an ambassador for the UIA. Lexa, who was just on, is an ambassador. And so you're really trying to kind of streamline and have the consistency there for the different inventors.
All right, we've got to cut it off. Hey, Carmine, give us that website of the organization.
Great. It's UIAUSA.org, United Inventors Association.
UIAUSA.org. Thank you so much, Carmine, for being our guest on the show.
My pleasure.
All right. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. We're going to take a short break, and hey, don't go nowhere. We got a lot more. We got some breaking news we're going to be introducing shortly. So, hey, stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Yay!